Cambridge English. Key English Test for Schools. Listening Test 7. There are 5 parts to the test. You will hear each piece twice. We will now stop for a moment. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now, look at the instructions for part 1. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question 1. Where is Jill going with her parents at the weekend?
Hi, Jill. Are you still going away with your parents this weekend?
Yes, everything is planned. It will be fun.
Are you going to the mountains? They're beautiful at this time of year.
I know, but you can't really swim in the mountains, can you?
Of course. You love swimming, don't you?
I do, which is why we're going to the south, to a lovely hotel with a great pool.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Jill. Are you still going away with your parents this weekend?
Yes, everything is planned. It will be fun.
Are you going to the mountains? They're beautiful at this time of year.
I know, but you can't really swim in the mountains, can you?
Of course. You love swimming, don't you?
I do, which is why we're going to the south, to a lovely hotel with a great pool.
Two. How much did May's mother pay for the sunglasses?
I really like those sunglasses. They're cool.
Thanks. I like them a lot.
Yes. They look good on you. Were they very expensive?
Well, the normal price was £50, but they were in a sale, so my mother got a discount of £15.
That's cool.
Now, listen again.
I really like those sunglasses. They're cool.
Thanks. I like them a lot.
Yes. They look good on you. Were they very expensive?
Well, the normal price was £50, but they were in a sale, so my mother got a discount of £15.
That's cool.
Three. What time does the film start?
So shall we meet at the cinema at 2:30?
I think we should make it a bit earlier.
Why? The film doesn't start until 2:45.
I know, but we want to get good seats. How about meeting at 2:15?
Okay.
Now, listen again.
So shall we meet at the cinema at 2:30?
I think we should make it a bit earlier.
Why? The film doesn't start until 2:45.
I know, but we want to get good seats. How about meeting at 2:15?
Okay.
Four. How is Alice travelling to her grandparents' house?
What are you doing during the holiday?
For the first 2 weeks, I'm going to stay with my grandparents.
Are you driving there?
No. They live in a holiday town, and my father hates driving there with all the coaches and taxis. We're going on the train.
Now, listen again.
What are you doing during the holiday?
For the first 2 weeks, I'm going to stay with my grandparents.
Are you driving there?
No. They live in a holiday town, and my father hates driving there with all the coaches and taxis. We're going on the train.
5. When is Claire's birthday?
Have you got me a present yet?
It's not your birthday this week, Claire. It's on the 23rd, isn't it?
It's the 25th, actually. But you should order something by the 21st or it won't come on time.
Perhaps. I don't need to order anything.
Really?
Now, listen again.
Have you got me a present yet?
It's not your birthday this week, Claire. It's on the 23rd, isn't it?
It's the 25th, actually. But you should order something by the 21st or it won't come on time.
Perhaps. I don't need to order anything.
Really?
That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students about a trip to London.
Okay, I want to give you some information about the trip to London. As you know, we will visit a number of important museums. Now, we go in 2 weeks' time, which is Friday the 13th of May. There are still a few places on the trip, but if you want to go, you must bring your money next week. The cost is £35, which includes lunch. Entry to all the museums is free. Give your money to Miss Ball in the college office. On Friday the 13th, we leave from the college entrance at 8:30 in the morning. Please be here by 8:15 at the latest. As I said, lunch is included in the price, but you need to bring water because we think it will be a hot day. Finally, we will get back to the school at 5. Ask your parents not to be late.
Now, listen again.
Okay, I want to give you some information about the trip to London. As you know, we will visit a number of important museums. Now, we go in 2 weeks' time, which is Friday the 13th of May. There are still a few places on the trip, but if you want to go, you must bring your money next week. The cost is £35, which includes lunch. Entry to all the museums is free. Give your money to Miss Ball in the college office. On Friday the 13th, we leave from the college entrance at 8:30 in the morning. Please be here by 8:15 at the latest. As I said, lunch is included in the price, but you need to bring water because we think it will be a hot day. Finally, we will get back to the school at 5. Ask your parents not to be late.
That is the end of part two. Now look at part three. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 11 to 15 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear David talking to a friend, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. What are you reading? Is it about tonight's television programmes?
No, It's a magazine about my hobby.
Oh, yes, of course. Photography. You always have your camera with you.
I do, but this is about painting, not photography. That's my real hobby.
So, why do you carry a camera everywhere you go?
Well, you still can't take really good pictures with a camera phone.
So, you have two hobbies, photography and painting?
No, I take photographs so I can paint pictures later at home.
Oh, I see. So why don't you just paint the picture in the first place?
Because I like painting rivers and trees and mountains, but getting there is difficult with paints and brushes and everything. There are so many people on the buses or the trains, and I have so much to carry. It's easier to take a lot of photos and then make a painting later.
But is that really painting? You're just copying the photograph.
Of course it's really painting. If I take my painting things somewhere, I'm copying, aren't I? I'm copying nature.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, it's not copying because I take 20 or 30 photographs of the same subject at different times of the day when the light or the weather is different. Then I make one painting which brings all the photographs together.
I see. I'd love to see some of your paintings.
OK. I'll show you a photograph tomorrow. I've got some at home.
Now, listen again.
Hi, Vicky. What are you reading? Is it about tonight's television programmes?
No, it's a magazine about my hobby.
Oh, yes, of course. Photography. You always have your camera with you.
I do, but this is about painting, not photography. That's my real hobby.
So, why do you carry a camera everywhere you go?
Well, you still can't take really good pictures with a camera phone.
So, you have two hobbies, photography and painting?
No, I take photographs so I can paint pictures later at home.
Oh, I see. So why don't you just paint the picture in the first place?
Because I like painting rivers and trees and mountains, but getting there is difficult with paints and brushes and everything. There are so many people on the buses or the trains, and I have so much to carry. It's easier to take a lot of photos and then make a painting later.
But is that really painting? You're just copying the photograph.
Of course it's really painting. If I take my painting things somewhere, I'm copying, aren't I? I'm copying nature.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, it's not copying because I take 20 or 30 photographs of the same subject at different times of the day when the light or the weather is different. Then I make one painting which brings all the photographs together.
I see. I'd love to see some of your paintings.
OK. I'll show you a photograph tomorrow. I've got some at home.
That is the end of part 3. Now look at part 4. For each question, choose the correct answer. Sixteen. You will hear a girl talking to her friend about why she bought a hat. Why did she buy it?
I like your new hat.
It's great, isn't it? I'll put it away now, though. I don't want it to get dirty.
Oh, it's not for wearing to school, then?
Gosh, no. I need to take it when we all go on holiday next week.
You can't wear that on the beach.
No, silly. My cousin is getting married while I'm there, and I have to look my best.
I like your new hat.
It's great, isn't it? I'll put it away now, though. I don't want it to get dirty.
Oh, it's not for wearing to school, then?
Gosh, no. I need to take it when we all go on holiday next week.
You can't wear that on the beach.
No, silly. My cousin is getting married while I'm there, and I have to look my best.
Seventeen. You will hear two friends talking about next term. Which two languages is the boy going to choose between?
What have you decided about modern languages next term?
I'm not sure. We've got to choose one language, French, Arabic, or Chinese, haven't we? I can see good things about each one. I think for me, it's really got to be Arabic or Chinese. I did a lot of French at primary school, so I'd prefer something completely new.
18.
What have you decided about modern languages next term?
I'm not sure. We've got to choose one language, French, Arabic, or Chinese, haven't we? I can see good things about each one. I think for me, it's really got to be Arabic or Chinese. I did a lot of French at primary school, so I'd prefer something completely new.
18. You will hear a girl talking on the phone. Why is she happy?
Hi, Dad. I've got some really good news. I entered a competition a few weeks ago. It was a writing competition here at the school. I was late entering, but my teacher said, OK. The teacher just told me that they have chosen my story as one of the best three. Maybe I will win first prize next month.
18.
Hi, Dad. I've got some really good news. I entered a competition a few weeks ago. It was a writing competition here at the school. I was late entering, but my teacher said, OK. The teacher just told me that they have chosen my story as one of the best three. Maybe I will win first prize next month.
19. You will hear two friends talking about a film. What kind of film is it?
What a great film!
It was. I really enjoyed it. I thought it would be scary.
Why?
Well, it's called You're Frightening Me.
That was just the name. It's actually a love story.
Not really. Love stories don't make you laugh all the time, like that film.
18.
What a great film!
It was. I really enjoyed it. I thought it would be scary.
Why?
Well, it's called You're Frightening Me.
That was just the name. It's actually a love story.
Not really. Love stories don't make you laugh all the time, like that film.
20. You will hear Daisy talking to her friend Harry about her mother. What's wrong with Daisy's mother?
Is your mother okay now, Daisy?
Not really. She's still in hospital.
Oh dear. It's a problem with her heart, isn't it?
Not this time. It's her stomach. The doctors are not sure what's wrong, but she has a lot of pain. She hasn't got a temperature, so it isn't flu.
19.
Is your mother okay now, Daisy?
Not really. She's still in hospital.
Oh dear. It's a problem with her heart, isn't it?
Not this time. It's her stomach. The doctors are not sure what's wrong, but she has a lot of pain. She hasn't got a temperature, so it isn't flu.
That is the end of part four. Now look at part five. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 21 to 25 now. You have 15 seconds. You will hear Sue talking to her father about the timetable for her tests. When does she have each test?
Your tests are next week, aren't they?
Yes, I have tests all next week.
What's first?
On Monday, I have maths.
Are you okay with maths?
Yes, I'm fine. But on Tuesday, I've got French. I'm worried about that.
I'm sure you'll be okay. What's on Wednesday?
History. Then geography's on Thursday.
You're very good at geography.
Yes, I'm not bad.
So you've got one more test on Friday, have you?
No, I've got two science tests. Friday morning is chemistry and Friday afternoon is physics.
Now, listen again.
Your tests are next week, aren't they?
Yes, I have tests all next week.
What's first?
On Monday, I have maths.
Are you okay with maths?
Yes, I'm fine. But on Tuesday, I've got French. I'm worried about that.
I'm sure you'll be okay. What's on Wednesday?
History. Then geography's on Thursday.
You're very good at geography.
Yes, I'm not bad.
So you've got one more test on Friday, have you?
No, I've got two science tests. Friday morning is chemistry and Friday afternoon is physics.
That is the end of part five. That is the end of the test.